It seemed unimaginably sudden when Tristan decided this was the last day he'd look at some guy out of the corner of his eye and think, maybe, yeah, that would be so damn. He'd been feeling it all along, the nagging and awkward insistence of his brain over the ease of his body getting lucky. There wasn't a girl in his circle of friends who didn't come on to him, but lately his body had been vibing more insistently in a different key, and with every month that passed and every insipid date with his girlfriend Tiffany Call Me Viper, he'd realized it wasn't something he could run from anymore. Because when Viper stood him up, Tristan looked at her brother, whatever his name was, when he answered the door all embarrassed and thoughtful and guilty somehow, and he thought, damn, I should have asked you out instead.
She's gone out with another dude. Sorry,
Viper's brother said. Like that was a bad thing.
I think she's kind of over you, you know?
He hung on the door a little, and Tristan noticed right away that he was aroused and trying to hide it.
Sorry, man,
he said again. Tristan held his hand out and smacked the door, stopping it as it was closing. Mesmerized, fascinated, and trying not to look at the spot of moisture growing against the faded blue of the man's jeans, he said, hey, wait. But then what's-his-name looked behind him at a girl with blonde hair and seriously kissed lips. She slid her arms around his waist under his shirt. Tristan turned to leave. Never mind, he added as he carefully stepped down the brick stairs to the sidewalk. Tell Viper I said bye.
Sure thing,
said Viper's brother as he closed the door. Jeez, Viper. Tristan felt bad about feeling nothing at all. So even though the decision seemed sudden, as he boarded up and down the large rolling hills on State College Boulevard, Tristan was aware that the choice he was making today came from a long and sometimes Byzantine series of personal dialogues. If Viper didn't do it for him, it wasn't going to get done. He felt relieved somehow, unencumbered. He felt the wind blow through his hair and through his life as it wafted out all the garbage he'd been doing for years that meant nothing to him.